How are you?
Congratulations, firstly, on the new restaurant. When I chatted to you last, you said there was news. Now the news is all about Wildflower. Go on, tell me.
We're opening next week. So I'm in the middle of all the stress at the moment.
From Cavan to Camden, though. This is London we're talking about.
Yeah, London, yeah. I know.
Are you not pinching yourself thinking, how did I do this?
Yeah, kind of. Like, it's definitely surprised me when it happened. So, like, it's the Camden Market that it's going into. 30-seater little fine dining restaurant. It's the first fine dining restaurant in a shipment container that is in the UK. It's like that kind of contrast from the outside to the in, you know. So that's kind of what we wanted to create.
And it looks fabulous. So well done on that. Anyway, back to today. Pancake Tuesday.
It's one of my favourites, actually. I love making pancakes. I kind of keep it simple as possible. And yeah, like, I think people get stressed there about weighing ingredients and trying to put together a big recipe and all that. I think pancake mix recipe is the most simple if you just use your mug. So what I normally do is I get one full mug of self-raising flour, one full mug of milk, one free-range egg. So everything is one of everything. And you have a little pinch of salt, a little pinch of sugar into the mix. Whisk it all together or use a hand blender if you want to get all the lumps out. And then you cling film that and leave it to rest. So the reason why we leave it to rest is it kind of comes softer and smoother and just gives it time to kind of, you know, mix together, and you chill it. And then you're good to go for your pancakes, you know?
Fantastic. You see, it's convenience. That's what I love about you. Good food, but conveniently made. None of this, as I said earlier, well, you're just going to have to let the batter simmer for a few minutes. I mean, you'd have time to go off and read a small short story in that time. People want their pancakes. They want them now. And as you say, no stress.
Yeah, yeah. Like, to be honest with you, if I'm making the mix, I don't even bother resting it. Like, I don't have time for that. So I'll be honest on that. Your first pancake is always the dodgy ones. Don't be panicking if your first one doesn't turn out great. So what I do is I butter the pan, a little tiny drop of oil. What happens is the oil stops the butter from burning as well. So that's another little tip for you. So tiniest little drop of oil will kind of control the temperature for you with the butter. And fry them off. It's not an overly difficult thing to do. If you want crepes, go for a kind of lighter batter. So if you find your batter is quite thick, add a little bit more milk to it. And you get a lighter batter for really thin crepes on your pan. You want really, really thick ones, I'd go with a thicker batter, so just add a little bit more flour to it as well. And it's kind of, you can balance it out, and you can kind of see by consistency and eye what thickness you're in. So, I love the American-style pancakes. Now, there is another thing you can do. You can replace the milk with buttermilk, which are quite popular. Buttermilk pancakes go really, really soft and silky. But also, they kind of rise. The buttermilk, the acid in the buttermilk, will work with the raisin agent in the self-raising flour, which gives you kind of a fluffier, kind of thicker, lighter kind of pancake as well, which is really, really nice.
And obviously then, it's topping of your choice.
Yeah, topping of your choice. I think Nutella is the most popular one. I love just Nutella, strawberries, raspberries, and desiccated coconut. I just love a little bit of coconut on it. What else is there? Savory, you're going savory. I normally do like bacon. So streaky smoked bacon, and I sprinkle brown sugar over it and grill it. And a little bit of mascarpone cheese with that is always lovely as well. So it's really, really nice.
When it comes to eye-hand coordination, how do we stop the pancake ending up on the floor when you do the flip?
I don't know. Like, you're taking a chance when you're flipping it. So, you know, you know, it's not much I can do there for you. It's up to you. Like, you know, what's my recommendation? Tilt the pan forward.
Okay.
Firstly, so like you're kind of tilting it downwards and then flip it back the way. So it's kind of like a flick of the wrist more than anything.
Chef Adrian Martin, thank you so much. You'll find him on Twitter, you'll find him on Facebook, you'll find him on Instagram, and you will find him now in Camden in London, wildflowerrestaurant.co.uk. Thank you so much.
Cheers, dude.